Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we are, jumping off an hour or two of Sports Talk. Welcome aboard on this Friday afternoon. Hope you're well into your weekend already. We'll hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network at 6 p.m. in an hour for Game 2 of LSU and Texas A&M. First pitch from Bluebell Park, 6:30, right here on the home of the Tigers, WWL. Pleased to be joined now by Mark Kinderman, director of Hold the Rope. It's a story of Skip Bertman's quest to turn LSU into a perennial baseball power. It debuts Monday, May 24th at 6 p.m. on SEC Network. And it's a SEC-storied film, Hold the Rope. It chronicles LSU baseball's climb, courtesy of coaching legend Skip Bertman. And, man, this looks unbelievable, Mark. I can't wait till Monday to try to check it out.
Oh, man, Christian, what's good? How you doing?
I'm good, man. And, you know, obviously I've been a longtime LSU baseball fan. I have a tremendous amount of respect for what Skip Bertman was able to do when nobody else was really devoted to their program in college baseball.
You know, Ron Polk had made some headway, and, you know, obviously Ron Frazier and a few other guys before that, but, you know, Skip really set the tone, you know, when he got there and in through into the 2000s. So it's a great story to tell, and I'm really happy to tell it.
When you look at what viewers are going to see on this SEC storied film, who are you guys going to talk to?
Well, I went through it. I interviewed 89 people, counting Skip.
Wow.
And probably at least 80. I didn't do a final count of who made the show, but there's at least 80. And you're going back, you're doing the Miami Beach High School guys a little bit. You're doing Miami guys, but obviously the main thrust of it is, you know, all the LSU guys starting from 83 and in passing 2000 title. And, you know, you have opposing coaches. You got Ron Polk in there. You got Keith Madison and Hal Baird. And, you know, you got so many players. I was able to talk to so many people in the Baton Rouge area. And then you get Craig Faulkner. You go back and you get Mark Guthrie and, you know, Paul Byrd. I got in Orlando and Lyle Mouton came down. You know, Nick Saban's in the show. Mark Emmert, you know, for the AD stuff is in the show. And it's, you know, a lot of people.
Tell me about these instruction manual that Skip had for his players. Talk a little bit about that, what you learned there.
I was fortunate that I started asking around about it, and the first kind of handful of guys, like, yeah, I wish I had it. And Barry Manuel, and he came up to Lafayette for me. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll bring it. I got it. So I've had Manuel's manual. And in that guide, you'll see it in the show, is everything you'd want to know about how to play baseball and how to play baseball correctly. Every technique from, you know, pickoffs and how to improve your swing and pitching delivery. And it goes further into that and into life skills. And it's really a book that just tells you how to be not only the best player you can be, but probably the best person you can be too.
So, how much in interaction with guys like Ben McDonald and Todd Walker and Jason Williams, just in particular his former players, Ben McDonald and Todd Walker, how much adoration do they have for Skip Bertman?
You know, almost everybody I talk, I'd say everybody, there's love throughout all the years he coached. Now, when you talk about Ben and Todd, you know, and Warren Morris and guys like that, the guys who excelled, you know, they all credit Skip for, you know, helping them become better ball players. And you see that love, you know, in the sound. And you'll see that in the show.
Mark Kinderman, director of Hold the Rope. It's the story of Skip Bertman's quest to turn LSU into a perennial baseball power. It debuts Monday, May 24th at 6 p.m. on SEC Network. And he directed Hold the Rope and among many other SEC stories. Where does this one rank in one of, in some of your favorites to produce and direct?
It's certainly one of mine. It's the second LSU one I did in fairly short order because I did the Rudy Macklin piece, No Kin to Me, as well. And going back even 20 years, I did the Pete Maravich Sports Century show long ago and far away in 2001. So for all those kind of things, but it's hard to beat. There's so many great Skip stories. And, you know, there's so much I wish I could have put in there that, you know, kind of got left on the cutting room floor. It's hard to beat Skip.
So Hold the Rope wasn't just something you came up with. That was a consistent team motto for Skip Bertman.
Absolutely. All the players, they know the story that Skip tells every year. And I don't want to cheat my show at all because you'll see it of what Hold the Rope means and what the entire story is and how intrinsic it is to the program that, you know, from 83 all the way to 2001, every player knows that Hold the Rope story.
Are you confident that even perhaps the most diehard LSU baseball fan, Mark, is gonna learn something that they didn't know in this film?
I think so. I think even the LSU fans will learn stuff about Skip that they didn't know from previous to LSU, especially early in the show in his Miami Beach and Miami days for sure. And going through LSU, what it took. There's a whole generation of fans now that don't know the whole backstory of his building of the program. I mean, the building stopped 30 years ago when they won the first one.
Mark Kinderman, director of Hold the Rope. It's the story of Skip Bertman's quest to turn LSU into a perennial baseball power. It debuts Monday, May 24th at 6 p.m. on SEC Network. And Mark, Skip was also, I think, ahead of his time when he was very much a believer in visualization, visualizing you having success, visualizing yourself at the plate, getting that big hit. Is that something else you unearthed?
Yeah, see yourself in your own movie. Those kind of lines and, you know, having the guys close their eyes and picture all that stuff in the darkened room. You've seen so many coaches do that today, but it's certainly Skip who was at the forefront of that.
Mark Kinderman, director of Hold the Rope. And, Mark, is there some comedy involved here? Is there some comedic
doubt.
Moments?
When you've got guys like Rance and like Louis Garcia and Paul Byrd, and, you know, so many guys think they have Skip's voice down. And I don't know if any of them have it 100% down, but they all make a great effort at it.
So we're going to get to see perhaps some impersonations of Skip.
I think, yeah. You'll stay tuned. Don't turn the thing off before the credits run. That's all I'll say there.
Okay. All right. Very well. Mark, anything else to add before we let you run?
You know, I'm a little heartbroken because I'm originally from Philadelphia, and your partner, you know, I'm a heartbroken 11-year-old boy, a Philadelphia Stars fan that Michigan beat in the USFL title. So send my regards.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you run, I got some a couple other things not related necessarily to this Hold the Rope film. So you started out at ESPN, right?
Yeah, 1993. I was a production assistant producing, you know, highlights for SportsCenter.
That was the day and age of the Titans. I mean, you know, these colossal Dan Patricks, Keith Olbermans, Boomer, you know, Chris Berman. I mean, what was that like working with those guys?
You know, I cut plays of the week on the Sunday Night Sports Center when the Sunday Night Sports Center, used to be this event. Come on after, you know, after Sunday night baseball with Keith and Dan. And a lot of that, there's a producer there, Mike McQuaid, really made that 11 o'clock Sunday Sports Center what it was. And, you know, to run in highlights for NFL primetime highlights, you're cutting these long 3.5, 4, 5 minute, you know, highlights that Boomer, Chris Berman hasn't seen. And he's just rolling through these highlights 100 miles an hour. And, you know, I was 21, 22, whatever I was. I got there the fall after I graduated college, and it's grad school for sports production is what it is. You're making $7.50 an hour starting out back then, but I learned so much, and, you know, all the credit. You know, it's something to still be doing stuff for ESPN, even though I'm not staffed there anymore. It's something to be doing stuff this many years. You know, we're heading past 25 in towards 30 years later.
We mentioned Boomer. We mentioned Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann. I'm sure Charlie Steiner. Were you there for Stuart Scott?
Absolutely, I was there. You know, you'd work when he was doing ESPN2 before even SportsCenter, when he was doing Sports Smash, and Kenny Mayne and Bill Pito were doing Smash. We played touch football. Stuart Scott, with Chris Myers, used to host a touch football game out maybe 10, 15 miles out of Bristol, where he lived up west of that, you know, when Chris was still doing his up there, out there thing. And, you know, it was him and Stuart Scott would play in that, and some of the other guys would play in that. You know, Dan Patrick played basketball, you know, at the Y one town over. You see that, and you see him in Kilbourne. You know, Mike Tirico played, you know, floor hockey. We had, like, roller hockey, but, you know, with sneakers, you know, just, like, deck hockey. And he was at Linda Cohn, played goalie for that.
Yes.
So
those are some Titans, you know, man.
Yeah, it's when, you know, people like to say it's when SportsCenter was SportsCenter. And yeah. It was a time. That's why I mean, it's so different now. Back then, you know, it was, you're running tapes everywhere. Now it's digital and all that. I guess it's easier to do now with that. But like I said, I learned so much. I'm lucky to have, you know, gone through that system.
Were you at all responsible for some of those This Is SportsCenter commercials? Because my favorite one.
No, that's. The commercials, I think, were, I forget who, they weren't done in-house. There was somebody, there were people who came in. Now, I don't think I'm in the background for any of them, but, you know, we were there, you know, they took over the newsroom. So you'd see them come in, and we're still trying to get stuff done. One thing I did work on, the 50 Greatest Athlete in the Sports Century.
Okay.
Countdown stuff. Back when we did the 50 Greatest Athletes in 1999, so that was as big a project as I've ever. That was, I don't know, 80 hours of TV we put on that year for that. That's, you know, probably took years off my life, but that's where I really got into doing long form, you know, this kind of doc stuff.
Yeah, my favorite This Is SportsCenter commercial is when Scott Van Pelt was with Adrian Peterson, and you know, they were talking about nicknames, and Scott was like, I don't have a nickname, because, you know, it was all day for Adrian Peterson, all day AP, whatever. Yep. And John Butchgrass walks by after Scott Van Pelt said, no, I don't have a nickname, and John Butchgrass walks by him and says, hey, Bedwetter, what's up? And it's one of the all-time, he says, I told you that in confidence, Johnny. It was one of the funniest ones out there.
For me, Charlie Steiner's the king on that. Follow me to freedom.
Yeah, I remember that one. I do remember that one. Hey, this was a ton of fun, Mark. Thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure. You guys take care.
All right. Mark Kinderman, director of Hold the Rope. It's the story of Skip Bertman's guest to turn LSU into a perennial baseball power. It debuts Monday, May 24th at 6 p.m. on SEC Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.